You know, if you pay attention, you can learn a lot from these second date updates. Mm. And today I've learned an important lesson that I will never shake a real estate agent's hand ever again because I don't know where they've been.
Yeah.
A good lesson.
If you missed the first part of today's second date update, Ethan is on the phone. And Ethan was at a real estate convention, and that's where he met the girl he wants to call today. Her name is Kara. She also works in real estate. I guess Ethan actually was winning an award, and then they struck up a conversation. And he hit on her a lot, even invited her up to his room at some point, and she seemed not interested. He also took the time to bash another one of the dudes that was there, saying, hey, if that guy comes and talks, you don't talk to him, because definitely that guy's trying to do you, even though that was Ethan's plan all along. But Ethan still wants to call her regardless and see why she's not calling him back.
Here's the thing. You don't know anything about her. You guys didn't even go on a first date. She turned you down for wanting to hook up in your room.
But as I said, that was just a joke.
It wasn't, though, because if she said yes, there would have been no joke.
Oh, of course, but you don't, like, say that it wasn't.
I guess I'm asking, are we just calling her so that you can complete the booty call, or did you think that there was something really there?
Well, yes, I'd say yes.
Either way, yes.
Yes, just whatever.
Booty call or not, yes, you want a chance with Kara.
Oh, man.
The thing is, she's much cuter than most realtors, and really, not slutty either.
What?
Yeah, because she turned you down, right?
Honestly, that does help her case.
Okay, so you're the slutty one in this situation. Yeah. Whatever. Okay.
I have been around a lot. I mean, I've been in real estate a long time, but she's different.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can get her on the phone. Here we go, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kara?
Yes, this is she.
Kara, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, great. How can I help you?
Well, I got an email about you from one of our listeners. That's why we're calling.
I'm sorry, what listing?
No, listener.
Close.
Is this from an ad? Or...
No.
Also a good
I think
question.
There's some confusion.
Yeah.
You work in realty.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes. Well, the reason I'm calling doesn't have anything to do with that. This is Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. We're not interested in any hot property right now.
I'm sorry. I'm very confused. How can I help you?
I'm calling you today because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and end up not calling them back, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And somebody actually sent us an email about you.
For a date?
Yeah, and you guys didn't really go out on a date in the traditional sense of the word. You met recently at one of your real estate conventions. His name is Ethan.
Oh.
Do you know who we're talking about?
What? Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, that's the right reaction. I'm pretty sure it's the same guy.
So Ethan went to you guys to have you call me.
Yes, because he said he's tried to reach out to you a couple times and you haven't returned his phone call. So he figured maybe we could figure out why you're not calling him back. Well, just, you know, he told us a little bit about when you guys met. And then he said that he really liked you and wanted to go out on a date with you, but you haven't responded to any of his phone calls or text messages. So is there a particular reason?
I mean, I don't know what he told you of our first interaction, but he's pretty drunk and not exactly a gentleman. So I figured it was best to just try and keep things professional and leave it at that.
Right. It sounded pretty simple. The reason why you wouldn't be calling him is because he was like super forward and immediately asked you up to his hotel room and you turned him down.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely part of it. But I mean, these conferences are fun and they're generally pretty casual. We're all kind of joking around. So I can handle, you know, a little bit of banter and whatnot. But he was extremely forward and I also had never met him before. So it was like a little alarming, a little shocking.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were some things that I saw later that night that definitely confirmed my hesitancy about him. So
things that you saw later?
Yeah. I mean, I saw him a few more times that night, just kind of from afar. And I'm definitely not interested. So
I'm going to guess he was taking body shots off of another realtor. Maybe he was on the bar having other realtors take body shots off of him. That's what he sounds like. Body Shot's a bad cologne, actually.
I would not be surprised if that was the case, but that is not what I saw. No.
Was he just like hitting on other women and stuff?
Later that night, it's getting kind of rowdy. It's a conference. Everyone's having a good time. And, you know, I was going to go head up to my room and call it a night because it'd been a long day and whatever. So I'm heading into the elevator, but it's super crowded. There's a lot of people. And I see him with this other guy who he was totally bad-mouthing earlier. And they were kind of all over each other.
Wait, what?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, so I don't know what that was about. I don't know.
They were all over each other? Define what that means.
Yeah.
It definitely seemed like they were interested in hooking up, which,
whoa.
I mean, I guess more power to you, but that's not, I'm not interested in playing that game. So it was a weird dynamic.
Dude, he left that part out of the story for sure. He told us that he like warned you about some other sleazeball real estate agent that was trying to get in people's pants.
Yeah.
Didn't realize it was his pants.
Yeah.
And I generally think it was the other way around. So.
Yeah. Well, Ethan was just trying to get lucky that night with somebody.
Dang.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know, he was saying whatever he needed to said to get what he wanted. So he was bad-mouthing this guy to me in order to try to get at me. And then as soon as I was like, this is uncomfortable, and walked away, he was immediately going after the very person that he had just been bad-mouthing.
Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like he was just celebrating that night. Like, if everybody would have left him alone in the bar, he would have been with a bar stool at some point. Taking it to his room.
Well, she didn't stay for the whole night, so who knows what happened at the end.
Kara, I do want to let you know that Ethan is actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I think he's still there. Ethan, are you there?
I'm not sure what you're alluding to with me is completely accurate. You don't seem to have the correct picture of what happened.
Really?
Are you kidding me? You guys were all over each other in the elevator and then, like, definitely went to the same room. So I don't know that I can, alluding to anything that wasn't pretty blatantly out there.
No, I don't know what you mean by all over, but I mean, you know, the collar was messed up on your shirt, and I was just trying to fix that for him, so I don't know what else you're alluding to.
Wait, Ethan, are you denying that you hooked up with the other dude?
I really don't understand where this is coming from. look, I wanted to show him something in my room.
I bet you did.
Right?
I wanted to show him my drone.
That's what you
is
call
that
it.
What you're calling it? Yeah.
This is the sleazeball guy that you can't stand who suddenly is your best friend. You're going to show him your drone?
Well,
no, look, I mean, we're competition, but I have a new drone that's taking amazing, perfect pictures of houses from up high, and it's creating
your
great
living
results,
room.
And I thought he'd just want to see that.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing like some good pictures in a hotel room.
You know, I take great offense to that. I mean, this guy is one of my greatest competitors, and I honestly was just throwing it in his face. Like, hey, look what I can do. What do you got, buddy?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you were.
There's so many things that you're saying right now.
There's a lot between the lines here.
Yeah.
So much.
I don't know what everyone's laughing about, but if you want to call him, I'm sure our stories will be the same.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
no,
I mean.
I don't want to call him. I didn't want to talk to you. Why would I try to get more involved in a situation I was running away from?
No, I just think we got started on the wrong foot and that we should, kind of start over.
Oh. You are a good salesman, Ethan. I will give you that.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't a matter of sales. Like I said, I mean, we have some common interests. Like, we both love Dutch colonials.
Oh, that's right.
And Dutch boys, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
I mean, look, I we just be a business lunch. I mean, I think that's appropriate. And we both work in the same field. We might be able to help each other out on a sale.
I don't think you have any intention of talking business with her, Ethan.
I don't appreciate why you would say that. I mean, look, there's some friendly banter. Like she said, she likes friendly banter and things.
Sure, with people who don't invite me up to their hotel room within the first 30 seconds of knowing them.
Well, as I said, that was just a joke, and maybe it landed wrong, but we should give it another chance.
Whoa, that almost sounded like you were considering it right there, Kara.
Yeah, Kara, would you like to go out with Ethan again on a second date? We will pay for it. And, like you're saying, it's just a business lunch. Nothing else.
No,
just
funny business.
Yeah,
business.
Right.
A couple of realtors talking about realty.
Uh-huh. Why?
That is the best response.
It's a good question, but Would you like to go out with Ethan again?
I am really not interested in getting any more deep into this weird drama that's been established, and I'd rather just wash my hands of it.
All right. Well, sorry, Ethan, you didn't get your second date.
That's all right. You know, there's another convention in a month. Maybe I'll see her there.
Thanks for the heads up. I will cancel my reservation immediately.
All right. There it is.
Ethan, in the meantime, just keep sticking it to the competition, all right?
Will do.